Hello and welcome to the Bored Borgos Interview Center, where we want to hear from you. We will do a 3 to 5 minute interview with you, and we have a guest with us today. Guest, what is your name?
Robert Wood.
What is your age?
45, but I bet you're getting a lot of 29s.
Yes, I was whispering, please don't say 29. Where do you live? City or state?
I live in Ocala, Florida, so I'm a couple hours north of you on I-75.
Okay. What are you doing to pass the time by?
I am actually still pretty busy with work. And then I have two children, one's in high school, one's in middle school, and they are doing remote school, and I get to go help them with all their technical issues and all of that. So in between actual work, I get to do that. And then to stay relatively sane, I go to the grocery store about once a week just to get out of the house and to get food, of course.
Right. So are your kids enjoying homeschooling, or do they miss being in school?
They miss being able to interact with their friends. That's what they miss. I think they both actually kind of enjoy the homeschooling environment, because my son is in seventh grade. He's done with all the schoolwork by 10:30 most days.
Wow.
And then getting the rest of the day to play video games or watch movies or go outside and socially distance himself in the yard.
That's great. Why are you frowning?
Once I do my homework, I still have to do about 5 hours of reading around.
Well, in addition to what he's got assigned from school, I actually have given him some extra schoolwork. And somehow he managed to get that done by 11 too. So it's pretty crazy. He's pretty uptight about getting stuff done. He doesn't like leaving things undone. It makes him a little antsy. So,
are you learning anything about seventh grade studies or high school studies? I know I've been learning, you know, about the metric system and some geometry and things that I have way since forgotten.
So. With his stuff, fortunately, my daughter has already gone through the material, so I've seen most of that already. And we do a lot of, we've worked together on a lot of her homework over the years, because he has a little bit of a problem with some of the reading and retention. So I've been through all of his material. One advantage of multiple kids, Darcy, is that once you've done it once, you just get to recycle it.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yep, this is all first time through for me. So, all right. Well, very good. And
next question. What are you looking forward to doing that you can't do right now?
The thing that I've been missing the most is to go to a restaurant and sit down and eat and then go hang out in the bookstore.
I like to
go to the bookstore and just browse and just hang out and whatever, and for whatever reason that makes me happy, and then sitting in a restaurant, it's something just feels real about the world. It's when the world feels real.
Wow.
When you can go do that.
Yeah. It seems forever ago that we've done that, definitely. So yeah. Well, we'll look forward to getting back out and doing those things. I read one family was making a bucket list every time they thought about something they were looking forward to doing. They wrote it down and put it into a jar. And then I think they're going to read them all and go do them all when they get done. So bookstore and eating out.
Right.
Okay.
Disney World's another big one, because we go every month or two typically, and they're closed down too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of theme parks that people are looking forward to getting to, and
especially Legoland.
A lot of Legoland, and yeah.
Legoland.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. What is your favorite joke?
My favorite joke. Okay. I needed a password that was 8 characters long, so I picked Snow White and the 7 Dwarves. Okay, fine.
Wait, what should we do?
I like that.
That's good. It is good. That is good. That was really cute. That's very ties in with the Disney theme. That was good.
And now for the final question. How much toilet paper can you send us?
Here, I got like a 4-pack right here. I could just drop in the mail.
Are you finding that on your weekly trip to the grocery store, has there been toilet paper there?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's pretty well depleted. The Publix, it's not too far from me. They have a pretty good supply of 4-packs. But and it's a couple days a week that they've got a pretty good supply of 4-packs.
Yeah, so it's getting better.
But most of the time, they're pretty well depleted. The thing I'm finding hard to find is paper towels.
Oh. So we but have some of those. We could work out a trade.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we stock up when we buy. And we bought paper stuff a couple of weeks before all this hit. Actually, right after I got back from the San Diego trip in February, we went and restocked everything. So we have plenty of that stuff. But the thing that there isn't in the stores I see around here really is paper towels. It's really hard to find.
Interesting. We did get some from Costco not too long ago. So you might check there, but. All right. Well, we appreciate your time. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you for choosing the Bored Boreos Interview Center.